This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Hurricane Ida blasted ashore along the Louisiana coast on Sunday with the eye of one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States, arriving near the barrier island of Grand Isle. Speaking on U.S. television Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden warned the devastation is likely to be immense. We shouldn't kid ourselves. He urged Americans in the path of the storm to take precautions. He noted, take it very seriously. The president said he has already signed an emergency declaration for the states of Louisiana and Mississippi. They are both in the path of the Category 4 storm. He said the federal government will help the region get back on its feet as soon as possible. He urged people in the storm-affected regions to, quote, look out for your neighbors. The U.S. Geological Survey said the Mississippi River in that area on Sunday actually reversed direction because of the storm. This is, of course, a temporary reversal. It's something a USGS expert told CNN is extremely uncommon. That reversal of current at the USGS gauge about 40 kilometers south of New Orleans is due to storm surge and strong winds. The storm Ida initially goes down as tied for the fifth strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States based on wind speed. Ida rapidly intensified overnight as it moved through some of the warmest ocean water in the world. That's in the northern Gulf of Mexico. Top winds grew by 45 miles per hour to 150 miles per hour or 230 kilometers per hour in just 5 hours. New Orleans hospitals plan to ride out the storm with their beds nearly full, as similarly stressed hospitals elsewhere had little room for evacuated patients due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States has said in a joint statement with dozens of other countries on Sunday that the Taliban has promised to allow safe passage out of Afghanistan to all foreign nationals and Afghans with travel documents from another country. The statement included Britain, Canada, and Turkey. It said the signatories would continue providing the proper paperwork to Afghans who are designated by foreign nations for relocation. Thousands of people, including journalists, former government officials, and civil society activists, have struggled to get on the last flights leaving the Afghan capital's beleaguered international airport ahead of the Tuesday deadline for the Western evacuation operation. Domestic and foreign critics, however, remain skeptical about whether the Islamist group will deliver on its pledges. And of course, that Tuesday deadline is for the conclusion of the evacuation operation. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden met with the families of 13 U.S. service members killed in a bombing near the Kabul airport last week. The 13 U.S. service members were aged between 20 and 31 years. In fact, five of them were just 20 years old. Their families met with the president at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where they participated in what the military calls a dignified transfer. It's a ritual for receiving the remains of those killed in foreign combat. The deadly attack last week took place as thousands were gathered outside the airport trying to leave Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover of the country. Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility for the attack. A Yemeni military spokesman says a missile and drone attack on a key military base in Yemen's south on Sunday killed at least 30 troops and wounded 65 others. It was one of the deadliest attacks in the country's civil war in recent years. Yemeni officials said at least three explosions took place at the airbase, which is held by the internationally recognized government. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Yemen has been embroiled in a civil war since 2014, when Houthi rebels swept across much of the north and seized the capital, forcing the internationally recognized government into exile. The Saudi-led coalition entered the war the following year on the side of the government. And French President Emmanuel Macron said on Sunday the discussions France is having with the Taliban over evacuations from Afghanistan do not indicate recognition of the hardline Islamist group as the country's new rulers. He said the Taliban needs to fulfill conditions on human rights and reject terrorism. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.